Last time on Culture File, we met Ben Grosser, an artist whose work focuses on the powerful effects of the software we use to shape us and our world. Then Grosser told us about his tool to help wean us off our appetite for likes and other metrics of online status. But part of the reason like culture has emerged, suggests Grosser, is down to the endless growth that companies like Facebook, Twitter and Friends crave. Something that Grosser addresses in his film Order of Magnitude, starring
almost a million
Mark Zuckerberg.
More than 40%, more than a third of a few thousand more squares.
The constant need for growth that capitalism requires sets in motion all kinds of processes and paths that may or may not be producing what we hope for from a working system for society. In the case of Facebook, this massive focus on growth, you know, from my perspective, and I think a lot of people's at this point, is one of the primary reasons why it's become so destructive. You know, why it was easily weaponized against voters in the United States or in the UK and Brexit, for example. It's because of scale. It's because there are so many people there. An individual user is a small component of a much larger system. And so with Order of Magnitude, you know, if Facebook Demetricator is a way of kind of getting in between the system and the user in order to look at what's happening, Order of Magnitude is my artistic attempt to kind of really try to understand the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, to go back and look, how has he been speaking about the company? What is the rhetoric he uses? How might it have changed over time? Or how consistent has it been ever since the beginning?
You know, a billion isn't like a magical number. 5 billion. Billions, 699 million. More than 40% of more competition. More. It's more. It's around 20%.
I started just looking at every video recorded appearance that he has made since he first emerged in 2004. The first recording was a short snippet on CNBC. Where he's 19 and he's talking about the company. And I had the idea because of, you know, with Facebook Demetricator, and I've always been interested in kind of this concept of more and how we always want more from the numbers. I thought, maybe I'll just go and take out every time he says the word more and make a supercut out of that. And as I started to watch, I thought, no, I should also include the word grow or growth, any form of the word grow. And then every time he utters a metric, 1 million, 2 billion, et cetera. And I thought, okay, I'll just go through all the videos. I'll extract those three words and probably they'll add up to a long supercut of say 4 or 5 minutes. But as I started to look at the data and really go through all the videos, it just kept getting bigger and bigger, perhaps appropriately given the subject. The scale just got out of control to the point where it was hundreds of videos I had to go through. And the material was honestly almost overwhelming for me as an artist, at least in the time frame. The total supercut ended up being 47 minutes long.
4.5 million, many more. It was going to go more, just even more.
First of all, when you just talk in numbers all the time, they start to lose their value as communication.
Some of the more, 100 times or 1,000 times bigger.
Yeah, so the film presents the material that I've extracted in a temporal order. So it starts at when he's age 19, it ends when he's age 38. And you see and you know, you hear numbers over time going up and up and up. And so the first numbers you hear might be, you know, 200,000 or 300,000. And these are the user numbers. He's always using how many users we have right now as an argument. You know, the way he makes this argument is through the numbers. So 200,000, 300,000, 500,000, a million, you know, a million. and then it goes 2 million, 5 million, 10 million, 100 million, 200 million, 5 million. Then he's talking about billions, 1.2 billion. And that's kind of one curve throughout the work is how the numbers are just always rising over time. But there's also, and you really see it, I think, in the film, that there's these moments where he is just, there's just so many numbers coming out of him in one stream, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 9,000, 10,000, 100,000, 50,000. It's just, you realize, well, what was being taught, you know, what was being learned, what was being communicated at that point? If you were to go back and really parse it out, you might be able to figure it out what was happening. But you also realize just how much of his speech is spoken through metrics. And that reflects back to, I think, how he thinks and what the values of the company are. It's almost like every speech just requires a new fill in the blank of what the numbers are today. You know, the arguments don't change all that much over time. It's the numbers that change over time, although it's a very predictable kind of change. It's almost like for there to not be a negative story, the numbers have to always be going up. I mean, even if staying the same would create all kinds of negative possibilities for them as a company. There would be all kinds of questions about his, you know, direction of Facebook. 2 million
growing and improving quickly, and we'll keep you updated with more soon.
And I mean, Facebook, we're picking on, and you definitely do in your work pick on Facebook a lot. But there are a lot of companies working through the same ideas and the same practices. But as long as the companies are shackled to a particular version of capitalism, that is going to be how they work. What's the useful way of your work getting in between what is basically the religion of those companies and what they're doing to us?
I would say right now, one of the things that they do seem aware of and thinking about, but don't know how to handle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, whomever, is the way that scale is playing against them now. The way in which these numbers, the metrics, the focus on growth, the obsession, the need to always be growing plays out in Silicon Valley creates an opening for a new kind of social media network, for example, that by design isn't meant to always grow, or isn't meant to always have more users, that maybe it has less users as a value. Or maybe what if someone built a social network that I only wanted to play with once a day, and that was it as a user? It seems counterintuitive, but there's a conflict now between capitalism's need for endless growth and humanity's need for privacy and the preservation of privacy and the protection of democracy and to avoid the negative effects of ubiquitous surveillance. In other words, as a society, we've now started to realize that maybe where we're headed with some of these technologies in terms of scale and data surveillance aren't good things. So there's a balance perhaps that could tip in a different direction between just endless profit generation and protection of the things that we most care about.
Ben Grosser there, and you can see Order of Magnitude tomorrow evening at the Hugh Lane Gallery, Dublin, while his self-defense workshop takes place at the same venue on Saturday morning. Both are in the context of a new exhibition by collaborative duo Kennedy Brown at the Hugh Lane.